There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
We've heard a lot in the media about how the Darwinian pro-evolutionists won a victory in the last state school board election in Kansas. But somehow, a contrary election result in Texas did not make national news. The Texas Education Standards for Biology require students to critique scientific explanations, including hypotheses and theories, as to their strengths and weaknesses, using scientific evidence and information. State school board member Terry Leo has been fighting a valiant battle to make sure that these standards are adhered to by the textbooks used in Texas public schools. But the liberal State Board of Education voted down her attempt to reject biology textbooks that failed to meet the standard of showing both strengths and weaknesses of Darwinian evolution. So, Terry Leo recruited and worked for new school board candidates who could be trusted not to censor out the good science that opposes Darwinian evolution. The elections for state school board became quite a battleground as she supported new candidates and the pro-evolution faction tried to defeat Terry Leo and the other school board members who sided with her. Terry Leo's campaign has won significant victories in putting good people on the Texas State School Board. Texas evolution battles have national implications. Publishers generally produce textbooks acceptable to their biggest customers, and Texas and California are their two biggest customers. It is a boon to the entire country when the Texas State School Board exercises diligent oversight in demanding high standards of objectivity toward all scientific theories. It appears that Darwin's theory of evolution cannot stand competition and remains protected by the school system and liberal academics in much of the country. The position of conservatives like Terry Leo is teach more, not less, evolution theory, both its strength and weaknesses, and let the fittest theory survive.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who does this for a hobby. Perfection is not required. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. 10 years ago today was the first time that I heard the name Richard Mack mentioned. And I thought I'd never get to know somebody as important as Richard Mack, because this is the day, it was 10 years ago today, that Richard Mack and Sheriff Prince, Richard Mack at that time was sheriff of Graham County, Arizona, they took the Brady Bill all the way to the Supreme Court. And I have with me today Sheriff Richard Mack. And, Richard, I'm going to let you explain what actually took place here 10 years ago this very moment.
Well, actually, you and I met about 13 years ago when I first filed the Brady Bill.
Maybe we did.
Yes.
We did.
That's about the time you started, isn't it?
Right. You know, they say time flies when you're having fun. It flies whether you're having fun or not.
Yeah.
It could be. Yes, I'll bet we did.
Yes.
I probably had you on the air early.
But the big splash came exactly 10 years ago today, and I believe you and I did a show right then and there also.
Okay. You know, interestingly enough, we would have that on file. We could go back and find it.
Oh, sure. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, it was an amazing time, and this was truly a miraculous time, both for me and my family, and in really a very true sense for America, because this was the first time that a small-town local sheriff sued the federal government, and in this particular case, it was the Bill Clinton administration, and I'm very proud to have been one to fight Bill Clinton and live to tell about it.
So, hey, you know, you've seen that list too, haven't you?
Yes, yes, exactly. And, you know, no good deed goes unpunished, and we certainly took our fair share of hard knocks and still are taking some today. But the thing that this was about was whether or not the federal government has the authority and jurisdiction to commandeer state legislative branches and state offices for federal bidding. And the first part of this whole thing was the federal government was forcing the sheriffs of this country, over 3,000 sheriffs, to comply with a federal gun control scheme that most of us swore an oath to oppose. And so here we go, Bill Clinton saying that this is only going to be a 5-day waiting period, no harm, no foul, it's just going to make the streets safer, going to make cops safer. And nothing was further from the truth. And Sarah Brady announced when Bill Clinton signed this, he had James Brady there next to him, and that was Ronald Reagan's press secretary, who was shot during the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan. And I was a police officer in Provo, Utah at that time, watching that at the station, the news being broadcast about Ronald Reagan's assassination attempt. And that's the first time I ever heard of James Brady. And little did I know that just about 14 years later that he and I would be sitting across from each other at the United States Supreme Court. I did meet James Brady there. He was very congenial. I shook his hand. He told me he admired me for fighting for what I believed in. And I told him that I had a lot of admiration for him. And he I like very much. I have a lot of esteem for him. But his wife, on the other hand, I think is an exploiter, and that all she wants is more gun control in this country, which is going to be a disaster for the safety and welfare of the people of this country. And she ignores entirely the Founding Fathers' intent in establishing the Second Amendment in the first place. So I decided that I would file a lawsuit against the Clinton administration to stop the Brady Bill. It forced the sheriff to comply with a threat of arrest. This was also a historical bill because this is the first time that a local official was threatened with a year in jail or a $10,000 fine if he refused or failed to comply with an unfunded, unconstitutional mandate. And so I was really afraid that when I filed this lawsuit that, you know, the federal thugs that went after Randy Weaver were maybe going to go after me, and then my wife and kids were going to be screaming as I was hauled off to jail during the night. And that did cross my mind. I mean, a lot of people scoff at that, but nevertheless, I was a little bit paranoid, and maybe after what happened at Ruby Ridge, maybe we all should have been a little bit paranoid. And still
we
should
still be. Should be, yes, absolutely.
And so I filed a lawsuit the very day the Brady Bill took effect, which was February 28, 1994. And then we were just thrilled. I was driving to work one morning about 5 weeks later, and CBS Morning News came on the air and announced that Jay Prince from Ravalli County in Montana also filed a similar suit. He and I had not talked. We did not cooperate. He did it all on his own, from what I understand. And then the first time he and I met, we were invited to be on the Phil Donahue show in May of 1994, after our lawsuits made a lot of national news. So the gist of the lawsuit was on the 10th Amendment, which was to protect states' rights and state sovereignty, to protect the autonomy and local control of the sheriff's office, and to keep the federal government in Washington, D.C. And the victory at the United States Supreme Court does exactly that. But I will tell you that the state legislatures and the governors, the state school boards and local school boards and city councils and county governments have been extremely timid in using this decision to their advantage to keep the federal government in Washington, D.C. And the reason that most people are timid to do that is because they're afraid to lose federal funds and federal funding for their little pet projects. And it's absolutely absurd that states continue to bow down to the federal government because of money. And if we would only learn one principle, that the federal government gets their money from us, and we are the ones that should be withholding funds, not the other way around.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. We're visiting today with Richard Mack, and we're talking about the Brady Bill and states' rights, as well as the rights that the county sheriff has. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Now, going into the commercial break, Richard, you mentioned how the this bill was all about state rights and how much good the county commissioners, the school boards, and we can go on and on and on about these elected officials, what they could do if they would just stand up and do it based upon this court decision.
Correct.
That was in your favor. And going into the commercial break, I said, and people just won't stand up for their rights, and I said even the rights of the county sheriff, and I should have said the authority of the county sheriff, because actually he is the authority, is he not?
Absolutely, and I've said this before, and I think I've said it on your show before, but I'll say it again. If the county sheriff had remained in charge and done his job as he is supposed to, and I'm not issuing an indictment there necessarily, but if the county sheriff's in both Waco and Ruby Ridge had remained in charge, the law would have still been enforced, and we would have never heard of David Koresh or Randy Weaver because there would have been no federal fiasco in either place where people were killed and murdered.
You see, and it's happening right now with Ed and Elaine Brown.
Correct. And right now, the federal government is making the same mistakes. They haven't learned from their mistakes in the past, and if they would turn this over to the sheriff in that area and enforce the law and put the law where it's supposed to be and put local enforcement where it's supposed to be, the Browns would be fine, the law would be fine, and we wouldn't have to worry about another federal disaster in the likes of Waco and Ruby Ridge. The thing about the sheriff remaining in charge was the utmost important part of this lawsuit. If the federal government can tell me what to do, if they can commandeer my office, then there is no limit to their intervention and their intrusiveness. In other words, the federal government micromanages the sheriff's offices of this country. I mean, just as Judge Fernandez in the Ninth Circuit Court and in our first appeal after the district court case, he said the time to stop this journey of 1,000 miles is at its first step. And that's exactly what this case was about. Federal intervention has gotten far out of control. The federal government owns 95% of the county that I live in, owns and controls 95% of the land, which it completely demolishes the tax base that this county has, because land is the tax base. And people need to understand that the federal government has no authority outside Washington, D.C., and federal enclaves that they own. But that when they keep taking the land, we keep giving them authority and power they do not constitutionally have. And the key point that everyone needs to understand that this case reiterated, and it dusted off the 10th Amendment and restored it as a actual power of the Bill of Rights, said that state legislatures are not subject to federal direction.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Richard, you mentioned just a moment ago that the federal government owns 95% of your county there in Arizona.
Yes.
And I was just visiting with G.B. Oliver last Friday. In fact, a week ago, he was on the air with us, G.B. Oliver with Paragon Foundation. And he
right.
said,
very good friend of mine.
Yes. He said, you look at the GOA, I believe it is, but anyway, one of the government websites at the land that is owned by the federal government, and you'll find out that very little of that land do they claim they own.
Oh, yeah, right.
So they don't really own it, but they have taken it anyway.
Correct, yeah, that's exactly right. GB's right. Local officials continue to allow the federal government to do these things, and that's what I can't understand. They can't own your land. New Hampshire is 2% owned by the federal government. That's about right. And yet we have Nevada, Idaho, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, that are all, and Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, they're all about 85 to 90% owned and controlled by the federal government. This is an absolute outrage, and I continue to ask local officials and even our federal officials, John Kyle, John McCain, why is it that the federal government owns our state? We're not Arizona. We're not sovereign if we don't even own our own land. But nobody will give you an answer. I mean, people continue to say, oh, well, they wouldn't let us into the Union if we didn't give up our land. Well, we came into the Union under the equal footing doctrine, and that means we're the same as New Hampshire and the original 13 colonies. The federal government did not own those lands, and they should not be controlling or owning our lands. It's all about control, the same as gun control. It's all about control. And we've got to stop this, and we've got to turn it around, and we've got to get the sheriffs and local authorities back on board doing their jobs. And according to this decision, it is absolutely imperative that local authorities stand up to the federal authority. And the quote and my decision on this is, it is one of the structural protections of liberty that each government will control itself and at the same time control each other.
You know,
and that's right in this decision.
The state legislatures, you said, are not subject to federal direction.
That is quoted in this decision at least three or four times.
Wonder how many state legislators even have any inkling that that's true.
Well, that's why we're on your show, and that's why we're getting this message out. Now, the comical, if not absurd, part of this whole case was the dissenting opinion. Now, this was a 5-4 split decision, and Sandra Day O'Connor was the swing vote that gave us the victory, because she was kind of always on the fence on these pure constitutional issues. But it's Stevens wrote the decision for the dissenting opinion of the four that dissented from this, and he says this is a quote, and it's totally amazing to me. If Congress believes that such a statute, i.e. the Brady Bill, will benefit the people of the nation and serve the interests of cooperative federalism, then we should respect both its policy judgment and its appraisal of its constitutional power, end quote. In other words, the federal government can do anything they want to. Congress can appraise its own constitutional power and do whatever it wants.
So just forget the Constitution.
Forget the Constitution.
Well, that's what they're doing.
And amazingly, just do whatever you want. And by dang, I'll be darned if... if that isn't exactly what they're doing today.
I was going to say, it's happening right before our very eyes over and over and over again. This amnesty bill, it was defeated last week. It's back on the books again today.
Yeah, and this morning I was watching the news, and it looks like it's got the power to go forward now. They've got the votes to pass this amnesty bill. And I thought it was very comical that Bush was talking yesterday that... it's not amnesty. And then he said in the very next sentence how it was amnesty.
Yeah, and our good senator from Missouri, Kit Bond, voted for the darn thing. I can't believe these people.
Well, these people absolutely have no clue what they're doing. It's all based on political correctness and has nothing to do with the Constitution anymore.
You know, I think they do know what they're doing. I think they're doing it on purpose.
Well, you know... You might be right. You know, I guess I give people the benefit of the doubt too much and think that people can't be that stupid and that corrupt. But I guess maybe they are.
They can't be that stupid. Honestly, they can't.
You would think if they make it all the way to Congress that they'd have to have some sort of smart.
Somewhere along the way, they should have learned something.
Yes.
Have you seen this thing, and we're going to take a commercial break. It'd be a good kind of fun thing to close it on. Did you see this? It's on the email. It's a book out now that has all of the ignorant things that people have said under oath in court, and these court recorders have made a book out of this.
No, I'd love to see that, because I'm sure I've seen them personally in the hundreds of times I've been to court.
Right. One of my, the very favorite one I have is this this attorney is talking to a doctor. I mean, you know, he's interviewing this doctor, and he says, "Doctor," he said, and the doctor was doing an autopsy, and the clock's going to catch me. I'll have to come back and do the autopsy after this message. My timing was bad. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Number 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Every once in a blue moon, my good friends at Swiss America present my listeners with a very special offer. And today is that day. You can own a 100-year-old uncirculated gold piece from American history for not much more than an ounce of gold. I'm talking about the magnificent $20 Liberty Gold coin. It was last minted in 1907, and that's exactly 100 years ago, which is available today for just $789 each, limit of 5 per person. That's a 10% saving for my listeners today and tomorrow only. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Now, I own Gold Liberties, and this is a good buy with a limited downside risk. So seize this rare opportunity to own this popular gold piece. Dial 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-BUICOIN for a $789 Liberty special today.
In these days and times, money is hard to come by, and so is real news. My monthly newsletter is only $24.95, but I know there are times when that's a lot of money. If you've wanted to subscribe but have hesitated because of the cost, I want to make you an offer. Send me a request for a free sample, and Beth will send you free our most recent month's issue just for your personal review. You know that I'm not politically correct, and the news you'll read in the Common Sense Chronicle you will not read in your local newspaper or here on your national news networks. It's important to keep informed. There is much news to tell. So, no more excuses. Try my monthly newsletter now. We'll send you the most current issue that we do have on hand. Take a free peek at the Common Sense Chronicle by requesting your free issue today. Just send us your name and address for free sample. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Would you drop your kids off on the most dangerous street in town and tell them, "Have fun, see you in a few hours"? Of course not. So, why do you leave them unprotected on the internet?
Affinity 4's filtered internet and web accelerator make it safer and faster to log on anytime. For $9.95 a month, your family can access the web and help change lives. How? Affinity 4 gives 10% of your monthly bill to a charity you choose. It's given over $70 million to help charities around the world. Now you can have peace of mind and affordable, faster internet. Get Affinity 4's unlimited internet service for $9.95 per month, $14 less than AOL.
Call Affinity 4 and start saving today. Toll free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show,
the man who says he hates housework. You make the beds, you wash the dishes, and 6 months later, you have to start all over again. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned, visiting today with Richard Mack. This is the 10th anniversary of the Supreme Court decision concerning the local sheriff and the Brady Bill. But I was about to tell you, to mention it to you, before we took the commercial break. Now, these are things that people actually said in court, taken down by court reporters, and now they've published this. But this is one of my favorites. Now, this attorney is questioning this doctor. Doctor, before you performed the autopsy, did you check for a pulse? Answer, no. Did you check for blood pressure? No. Did you check for breathing? No. So then it is possible that the patient was alive when you begin the autopsy? No. Well, how can you be so sure, doctor? Because his brain was sitting on my desk in a jar. It goes on. It goes on. This is
no doubt one of our former congressmen or senators. Because I'm wondering if most of their brains are on their desk.
Okay, this is a two point kicker here. Questions. Same conversation. Question. But could the patient still have been alive nevertheless? Answer. Yes. It is possible that he could have been alive, and he's practicing law someplace.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was pretty close in my kicker.
Yes,
that's amazing.
But,
well, I'll tell you what, being in court over the years, you get a lot of stuff like that. And quite honestly, Justice Scalia had quite the sense of humor. He really made a couple of jokes during the time. He was keeping it kind of at a levity the levity level he tries to maintain, I guess. On the other hand, Justice Thomas never said a word, and that's his M.O. But Justice Scalia said, well, heck, if we can treat the states like puppets, like the Brady Bill allows, then we could balance the budget, we could balance the national budget tomorrow. Just tell the states to do it.
Right.
And he really showed a lot of insight and used a little humor here and there, and he had the audience laughing several times. And I'll tell you what, isn't that, who is the famous philosopher from Oklahoma?
Oh,
Will Rogers?
Will Rogers, yeah.
Yeah, Will Rogers. He says, I don't tell jokes. I just go to Washington, D.C. and report the truth.
That's right. That is right. But, you know, we were talking earlier about how the feds have bought their way into these states.
Yes.
They just spend money like it's water.
And this decision addresses that issue as well. And it talks about the coercion tactics of carrot-on-the-stick treatment from federal grants. And so every aspect of the freedom issues between the state governments and the local governments versus the federal government is in here. And get this, I want to quote this one more time because I didn't do it justice the first time. Quote, the different governments will control each other at the same time that each will be controlled by itself. That's right out of the Federalist Papers. That's quoted in this decision. And I think it's huge that people understand that it is the job and the responsibility of local governments. It says, quote, the different governments will control each other, end quote. And that's the thing why I was saying that if the sheriff in Ruby Ridge and in Waco had remained in charge, I know that no one would have been killed, the law would have still been enforced, and we have that responsibility to make sure that we are the elected people that serve the needs and protect the freedoms of local constituents. And that's our job. It's not the job of the federal government. And that's why you have the hit-and-run problems with D.C. bureaucrats and law enforcement alphabet agencies coming out to local areas, not knowing the people involved, not knowing who or what is involved, and they come in for a couple of days and throw their weight around and then leave. And a typical example of that was the guy in charge, the FBI agent in charge, who kept coming on the news every night and saying, David Koresh isn't in charge here. We are in charge now. This is the FBI. We are in charge of this scene. And then it all blows up in their faces, and people are burned alive. And then what does that guy say that night? He says, oh, that was David Koresh. Yeah, it was his fault. He started the fire. He did it all. It's all his fault. And, it just amazed me that this was ever allowed to happen and that we have actually accepted this kind of thing. And who went to jail but the Branch Davidians who survived?
Yeah, even after they went to court and were
railroaded.
Well, they were railroaded the first time. Yeah. Then they were acquitted, and what it was, looked like double jeopardy. Remember that?
Well, it was. It was. And then Randy Weaver's situation, though, too, he was found not guilty. And yet people to this day still say that Randy Weaver and his family got what they deserved. Well, I just met a lady who went to high school. She's out here in Arizona. She went to high school with Vicki Weaver, and she said that Vicki Weaver was the nicest, most respectful person she's ever known in her life. And Vicki Weaver was shot and killed while never, ever possessing a gun at Ruby Ridge. In fact, the only thing she was holding was her 11-month-old baby.
Right. And, you know, you were talking about the carrot and the stick. I was coming into town the other morning, and local radio station, the announcer carried this story that our local sheriff right here in Cole County, Missouri, he's got his hand out, but they made it look like this is a wonderful sheriff because look what he's doing. He has applied for a $110,000 grant for traffic control.
Isn't that wonderful?
You know, it just makes you sick to think all of the things these people could be doing, and here they want to control traffic. Now, granted, traffic needs controlling.
Right.
But what are they going to do with the $110,000? Set a cop out on the highway and arrest somebody that's going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Well, and normally those things have nothing to do with safety, real safety issues.
Not at all.
They have to do with everything about writing more tickets and generating revenue. And I just read an article where some local agency finally admitted that the photo radar programs were initiated and used to generate revenue. They're not about safety. They're not about reducing accidents. They are totally and completely about raising revenue. And that's exactly what our police departments are being used for. They're being abused and exploited by local governments to bring in money. And now your sheriff, or whatever that sheriff, whoever he belonged to, is asking for $110,000 of taxpayer money. That's not free money. That's taxpayer money. And then he's acting like it doesn't belong to anybody, like the federal government just got it for free somewhere, and then he's going to use that to write more tickets.
And, you know, it's gone even a step further than that, than the radar guns, and I'm sure you're familiar, too, with the traffic cameras now, that you don't even know you've done anything wrong until you get a ticket in the mail because this camera took a picture of you. Now, I don't think we've got that here, but... But they are in other parts of the country.
Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, yes. And still, I want to see where they actually do some surveys that we have reduced accidents. You know, none of these programs ever address that issue.
You know, I have a caller just called in and wants to know the name of the lawsuit. They want to do some research on it so they can use that information that you've given.
Excellent. I'm glad they brought that up because you can just Google Mac versus U.S.
Mac
versus U.S.
Spell Matt.
Mac, M-A-C-K, Sheriff Mac.
Okay, M-A-C-K.
Mac versus U.S.
Versus U.S.
Google it right now. It'll come up and you'll see it all sorts of places. You can read what every one of the Supreme Court member said, well, about six of them anyway. Justice Thomas released the most powerful one. He said this violated the Second Amendment as well. And his was, I wish everybody on the Supreme Court would have taken his view on this whole thing. Just Google it and you'll see all sorts of stuff. This is absolutely a tremendous ruling. Copy it and send it out. Definitely give that information out. But my favorite part of the ruling was an extremely powerful one right towards the end, just about three paragraphs towards the end, and it says, but the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions, end quote. And wouldn't you love it, Derry, if our own state legislatures knew that your sheriff knew that the Congress, your congressmen and representatives in Washington, D.C. knew and understood this? If I don't believe they do. I don't believe they understand that. I believe they're there to participate in a politically correct program to do whatever they think and feel they have to do to get reelected.
That's that part of that cooperative federalism.
Whether it's forced on us or not, it's cooperative federalism.
Yeah, let's take a break. We have a gob of phone callers here. Let's get to them right after these messages.
the Derry Brownfield Show.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Let's go to the telephones. Jerry in New Mexico, you say you have a question for Richard.
Yes, sir. All right, am I on the line?
You are on.
Hello?
Go ahead. You're
go
on.
Ahead.
Okay. I'm from up in Lincoln County, and I met you at your first meetings down in Alamogordo. And yes. I just wanted to say one thing for sure for the people that are listening, that this man and his family deserves the Congressional Medal of Honor for his service to this country and God. And I just wanted to say God bless you, sir, and your family. And I just wanted to ask... let's say this way. We've got a good sheriff in Lincoln County and in Otero County, John Blansett down in Otero County and Rick Verdon up here in Lincoln. But at the time you were down raising your funds to begin with, John Lee was the sheriff down there. I was just curious, what happened to him in that suit? I thought he was involved in it.
He was, and then I think everything pretty much got adjudicated before his ever hit the district court. He may have gone to the district court. I do know that he wanted to join the lawsuit. I did meet with Sheriff Lee, and really G.B. Oliver was the emphasis behind all that. He got the sheriff educated, and he got me in touch with the sheriff there. Sheriff Lee's case, if I recall correctly, kind of fizzled because some of the other cases were already adjudicated and taken care of chronologically before his. But other than that, Sheriff Lee was a pretty good man, and he was really trying.
Okay, Jerry, thanks for the call. Let's go to Will in Missouri. Hi, Will.
Hello, Derry. Hello, Sheriff Mack.
Yes.
I just wanted to ask the sheriff if you'd ever heard of the National Incident Management System, NIMS.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. That, in my opinion, is one of the weak spots, how the federal government can come into the counties. Would you agree with that?
Yes, it is. And, again, the sheriffs have to be very careful allowing any of these agencies in, including FEMA and others that come in and take complete charge of local authority.
And that is exactly how it works. Once an incident occurs, and you know President Bush just signed his Anything Goes emergency takeover.
Sure.
Once an incident is declared, at that point, the county sheriff or the city manager or the city police department, they relinquish. They have a command bunker.
Right.
But they just simply relinquish control, and in comes the feds. And any person that's listening today to the Bromfield Show can go on the Internet and just type into Google, capital N, capital I, capital M, capital S, NIMS, and it'll come right up. You can read all about it. But it's a whole industry that's now being created, and it's a follow-on, as you said, from the FEMA Hazard Mitigation Plan.
Correct. Yeah, that's very true. That's why you got to have sheriffs that are prepared and knowledgeable and educated.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, when we come back, we'll stay with the telephones. We still have callers. We'll get to as many of you as possible.
Is the Derry Bromfield Show.
Do you struggle getting to sleep easily or staying asleep? Do you wake up stiff and feeling like you didn't get a good night's sleep? Hi, this is Byron Richards, founder of Wellness Resources. Our most popular sleep-enhancing formula is called Relaxamag. It contains a special kind of magnesium known as magnesium bisglycinate, which is the mineral magnesium bound to two amino acids of glycine. Magnesium helps to relax muscles and nerves, while glycine works in your brain as a relaxant neurotransmitter. The combination is a powerful way to turn off the stressors of the day and help enter a restorative, deeper sleep that is so vital for your health. Ordering is easy. Call 1-800-717-9355. That's 1-800-717-WELL. Or go to www.dairybrownfield.com, click on the online catalog, and go to Health Products. All Wellness Resources supplements are 20% off for online orders. Wellness Resources prides itself in getting out all orders the same or next business day. Don't struggle with a restless night. You have choices at Wellness Resources. Get well soon.
How can you get involved in protecting your property rights? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
If I could reach out and talk to your listeners, and I would tell them that we are so conscious of the money you send in, and it just comes in. We get contributions, $3 and $4, with notes from people who say, I wish we could give you more. But anything that you could afford to give this foundation, I can assure you that every nickel of that will not go into salaries, will not go into overhead, will not go into some big fine office or something. Every dime that you contribute will go out to help somebody else. And that was a commitment we made when we started this foundation. That's how strongly we believe in it. And you can rest assured that that's the way your money will be spent.
Pick up the phone and join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org. We're in the home stretch, but let's go to the telephones again. Bruce in Colorado. Hi, Bruce. You're on the air.
Yes. I'd like to let the people know that there's a history in Warifano County in Colorado that's on a website of activity to getting the county saved from things like CPS, like Child Protective Service abuses, and so forth. And there's an effort underway to get the county free from government control, federal government control. You go to BruceKettler.com. You spell it B-R-U-E-K-E-T-T-L-E-R. com and click at Save the County. There's also Jack McGlam's video about the sheriff and the duties and responsibilities of the sheriff can be accessed online there, which is very useful for people who want to get their sheriff into knowledge about what their powers are, what their responsibilities are.
Yep, it's all there, and that's a pretty good video. It's actually one that was done about, I'd say about 8 or 9 years ago.
Okay, thank you, Bruce. Let's go to Jim in Missouri. Hi, Jim, you're up next.
Yes, I'm on the air.
You bet you are.
Okay, I just want to talk to Richard. This is Jim Wallace down in Dent County, Missouri.
Yes, sir.
And Richard, I don't know whether you remember me or not, but we were on the air with Derry Brownfield in 2004, and you helped me run for sheriff.
Oh, yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I'm thinking about it again, but I only got 318 votes down here. It seemed like these people in Dent County are not very educated about the proper role of law enforcement either.
Well, they're kind of tied to Democratic and Republican traditions.
Yeah, and I was just wondering, I wrote you a letter here a while back, but your letter came back. I guess they had the wrong address, and I was been wondering what happened to you, and I just want to say I thank you for your work and what you're doing. You ought to run for sheriff again.
Well, I'm thinking about it. The local newspaper just did an article about me today, and I did announce in there that I'm considering running for sheriff out here in Arizona again. And by the way, if you need to get a hold of me, it's P.O. Box 971.
Just a moment. I'm kind of slow and
well,
right.
Well, Derry has it, too, so you can always get Derry has it.
But I just wondered.
Go ahead, Richard. P.O. Box 971.
Yeah, anybody who would like to email me, just sheriffmack@hotmail.com. Sheriffmack@hotmail.com. And also, that's a way you can order my books. I have two books out that address completely everything that we've talked today about on Derry's show.
Okay. And, hey, appreciate the call, fellas. Let's, we've got just a few minutes left here, not even a few minutes, just a couple of minutes left.
Okay.
What do you think's going to happen on this Elaine and Ed Brown situation?
Well, it scares me, and I know Randy's been out there, and Randy Weaver went out there to try to help him, and now Randy's got black-cladded agents running around his home in Arkansas, I guess trying to intimidate him or something. I'm going to call Randy and talk to him about it today. And I'm doing a radio show tomorrow about it. It worries me that people don't understand that the federal government does not have all authority. And, again, if I could just read from the Supreme Court decision on this case, quote, the federal government may neither issue directives requiring the states to address particular problems nor command the state's officers or those of their political subdivisions to administer or enforce a federal regulatory program, end quote. So that pretty much makes EPA and OSHA and all these other federal regulatory program initiators moot in your county. If you allow them to take over, then it's your fault.
And we might mention that all they need to do to get that information is just go to Mac versus U.S. on a Google search.
Right.
And you can quote from that Supreme Court. And, you know, we've proven this time and time again. When the feds want to do something, and I'm going back to this animal identification thing, when you have their own documents, like here you've got the Supreme Court document, they can't say anything except, hey, you're right and we're wrong, and it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?